Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, evolutionary astrologer and soul empowerment coach, Megan Zimring.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Corey Keisler. I am Mark Lejeune, and now, your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, anytime we do anything the recalibration related, we always come to hear stories of people who thought they should have done this as a child or wanted to do this as a child or a young person or young adult, and or were forced into this. But you hear these stories, and it's interesting how, like just this weekend, there was a conversation about one of the people who came out and said they were an alcoholic. And so the interesting thing is where in the past, there would be a lot of judgment by people saying, well, you know, this and that. And if there's not judgment, it's usually because, well, it's, you know, it's a disease, so we understand. But this time, when this person came out and said that, there was like this compassion that filled the room. And as a matter of fact, I was facilitating that group, and I said, I have great compassion and I have great understanding for what may be going on here. And I started to ask questions about childhood or about young adult and what this person wanted to do versus what this person thought they had to be or how they thought they had to make money or how what they thought being a man was supposed to be, as a man, or being a husband or being a father, whatever it is. All of these things start to come up. And then one says, well, is it any wonder that if we don't have any other tools and if we're not living the life that we think we're supposed to live or we're actually not living the life we're maybe supposed to live, then if they can't do that, is there any wonder that if that's the way they saw other people handle it, that that's maybe their only choice that they know of right now? So what I experienced was that the more compassion that entered that conversation, the easier it was to actually deal with the true issues at hand, which weren't necessarily the symptoms of alcohol. And so that needs to be taken care of too, but there's a lot more going on. So it's interesting to come out of that situation and then get to sit down with our guest and then learn about so much more that can be added to that conversation. I'm so much about adding to the conversation and expanding. And so very excited to have our guest, who's an evolutionary astrologer. I didn't even know that existed. And so I'm looking forward to that conversation. And a little later on, we're going to have live music in the studio with a musician and sacred sound healer. Oh, how cool this is all working together. I love that. So when we come back here on the Life Changes Show, we'll have all of that and more right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune.
Wow, I'm French tonight. Thanks for that.
You're part French. I don't know why I came out like that.
That's fine. You know, it was interesting listening to the monologue and then you talking about our guest and evolutionary astrologer. And here's astrology has been around and so has evolution. But you put them together and we have something totally new. The fact that those hadn't mapped to each other. I'm really excited about tonight. I have had the benefit of hearing Megan speak a couple of times with our friends at Full Circle. And she just comes from a different perspective that than I was familiar with. And I'm really excited to dive into it tonight.
Well, let's dive into it. Well, she's a former executive director of marketing for one of the biggest baseball agencies. And for that matter, was also an executive director of marketing for one of the biggest NFL football agencies. And turned turned evolutionary astrologer and soul empowerment coach. She's Megan Zimmering, and she's with us here in the studio. Welcome, Megan, to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Filippo.
Okay, so you gave me a big compliment after yes. the monologue. Why? What did that mean to you?
Yeah, I loved that introduction. I really can relate to this man that you shared, you know, came out as an alcoholic, and that really has touched my life close to home. I have a family member who really struggled with addiction, and, you know, I went through a period where I really struggled with addiction as well. So that really, I have the deepest level of compassion and firsthand understanding of what this person is going through.
Wow. You know, actually, and I'm sitting here thinking, while we were talking before the show, I think that's the one thing you said you weren't sure if you were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And it's the first thing you said.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
Right.
You're
right.
Healed.
Yeah.
But no.
It's instant healing.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. And mm-hmm. this being your very first, you've done so many things. I'm really surprised mm-hmm. this is your very first radio show. And thank
it
you
is.
For picking us.
Yes. Being on this side of the microphone, it is. Yes.
Very, very fun. Well, the reason I'm surprised, and we'll get back to everything you said, and thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm surprised is because I want to give people a little bit of the story. And that is because as an executive director of marketing for one of the biggest baseball agencies, I mean, the players that you all handled were made up players from almost all the major baseball.
Yeah, from almost major teams. All the major teams. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the surprise part is I'm surprised you weren't on radio talking about all that.
Yeah, I was more setting up radio shows for my
else.
Clients.
Yeah. Yeah. So now that's a big job. That's a job. You got two of those, actually. Mm-hmm. And so many people would want that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. There would be a line around the block for those positions because it's such a social construction that is what success looks like. Mm. And I really found myself, I felt like I worked so hard essentially to jail myself in a big pretty
wow.
office. It didn't feel like success for me, you know, in so many ways.
So what made mm-hmm. you think it would be?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the Midwest. I went to school at Rice University in Texas, and growing up, I actually was training for the Olympics in Taekwondo, and so I really understood what passion felt like.
Yeah.
And I was sidelined by a major back surgery when I was 20, and at that point, I started to pursue this idea of success as it was defined for me mm-hmm. by my family, by the culture, by just society as a whole. And so being the, you know, climbing up the ladder at these big agencies, from my perspective at the time and what was defined for me is what I thought success was. And when I actually got to that place, that pinnacle of what I thought success was, I actually found myself to be pretty miserable and unhappy. From the outside in, it looked like I should be so happy. But from the inside out, I was miserable, and I really couldn't understand why.
I could just see people not understanding why either mm-hmm. because of the image that they have in their head.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably couldn't talk to anybody, because if you said to somebody, you're miserable, they could say, what? I mean, mm-hmm. look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Look what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, look what you're driving, whatever it
mm-hmm.
is, and
yeah.
all that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Cruising around Rodeo Drive in my Mercedes, you know, and feeling like I had no one to talk to about it. Like, who am I to complain that I'm unhappy? Mm. And really, it was an isolating influence. It's very isolating to feel like you're so supported in what would make you happy, what is supposed to make you happy, and not be able to find that true joy in yourself. And I knew what being passionate and happy felt like from training, from Taekwondo, when I had that fire inside of myself. And here I found myself witnessing all of these professional athletes living out their dreams, living out their joy, and I'm trapped behind a desk, missing out on my what my purpose was, but I didn't understand what it could be.
No, I have to interject here because there might have been athletes who thought success looked like being able to make an NFL team or a baseball team, right?
That's right.
And not be happy actually doing it, but they were doing it for their dad or their you
that's
know.
That's a great point.
So there might have been those that looked to you and everybody else like, boy, they're living the dream. And they weren't either.
Absolutely.
And what I love about this interview.
I was projecting.
Yeah. But what I love about this interview and that you sharing like this is that had this conversation been out there, you might have been able to notice it in somebody and have that conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and this is what you do now, actually. Well, I mean, I don't want to skip ahead too much, but it's technically what you do now.
Yeah, that is what I do now. If I had this set of tools that now, you know, at that time that I do now, it would have been a different story, but I didn't have the tools at the time to understand what it would be that would actually light me up and bring that sense of passion back into my experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you talk about cycles and I love the cycle conversation and with the cycles too, I have to think that for someone to be that successful and then try and leave it, and actually, but they keep you back for a little bit, and you're like, okay, but then I'm really going to go. Mm-hmm. And then another big thing, you know, tries to get you. And so it had to be somewhere part of your journey, because maybe you wouldn't be so great at what you do without understanding that side too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's also an element of learning the lesson. And at that point, when I decided to quit the first agency job, you mentioned there was a period of time where they asked me to stay through spring training. And it was during that time that I got cold feet, and my sense of self and self-worth was so tied up in that title and that position that I actually took essentially the same position at another agency back in Texas. And of course, the same cycle repeated itself. So this opportunity that you think would be few and far between came knocking on my door again, because from my perspective at this time, I hadn't learned the lesson yet in terms of actually making choices that align with my birth chart, with what I have come into this lifetime to do. So the universe said, okay, you haven't learned the lesson yet. Here it is again on a silver platter. Will you learn it this time? And so the same cycle repeated itself. I got into a really dark place, a heavy place. Again, this world reflecting to me that I should be happy, and I wasn't. And so it got into a situation where I was seeking out help. And you go to Western medicine doctors and say, I'm depressed, I have anxiety, I'm having a hard time sleeping, I don't know why I'm not happy. Their answer is, there's a pill for that. So I became completely dependent on prescriptions to do anything. I couldn't wake up without taking a pill. I couldn't go to sleep without taking a pill. And I had this shell of a life that looked so pretty from the outside in. And again, from the inside out, I was just running on prescriptions. I was miserable. And it was such a confusing experience.
Wow. To look at you now, you could usually see people that are, well, after having worked with so many people, you could see people that are having that experience, right? But to look at you now is like, you don't look anything like that. Look at you sitting there smiling, confident, and, you know, I'm sure you were smiling and confident back then, but it's a different smile.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
a different confidence.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. It feels a whole lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well, more power to you. So, well, we'll want to know, from the dark side to this bright light that you brought into the studio, when we come back after the show, after the station break, how all that happened.
Beautiful.
And a little later on, we have Corey Keisler here on the show performing his live music from his latest CD, all in the Life Changes show, when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast, As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down, I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life," and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Megan Zimmering. You probably figured out by now why we called the show Star Power. Well, it has a double entendre. She is definitely a star, and she reads the stars. We're going to be talking about that with the evolutionary astrology and soul empowerment coach, part of what Megan does. Her website, by the way, is Megan Zimmering, which is her name, spelled M-E-G-A-N. Z like zebra, I am ring, like the ring, ring.com. All right, you said that, so I said it too. It stuck. So
it's handy.
Yeah, it's handy. She said, you looked at your hand, but you didn't have a ring there. That's so funny. The other one, all right. So tell me, okay, so we're in the dark now.
Yeah, we're in the dark. It is so dark, Filippo. Yeah, it felt dark. Yeah, there was a period of time, and it's extremely confusing, too, when you feel so heavy and dark on the inside and have to hold this life together, this face on that looks like everything is fine. And, you know, what unfolded is I got into such a challenging place with the dependency on the prescriptions that I eventually asked for leave of medical absence so that I could go to treatment and have support getting off of the prescriptions.
Wow. Isn't that like it's like an oxymoron. I mean, you have to get help to get off the quote-unquote help.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and it was such a huge blessing. My soul was just screaming, and I'm so glad that I took the initiative to go. And it was while I was there that I was exposed to a whole new world of possibility with EMDR, with yoga, meditation, energy healing, where I had I was exposed to new ways of healing and understanding myself at deeper levels. And once I was able to peel back the layers enough, I met a mentor who actually was an EMDR facilitator for me. And she taught me all about synchronicity and that thoughts become things and, you know, that your beliefs create your reality. And so she just lit something up inside of me. And once it was like all I needed was just a little bit of magic to open myself up to this whole new world of experience that really led me to finding evolutionary astrology, which basically fell on my lap once I got back home. And if I didn't have my eyes open to synchronicity, I would not have recognized this powerful tool that actually changed everything for me and was the catalyst that gave me the courage to actually finally leave my career in sports.
Wow. a whole new world, and yet on some level, it must have resonated with some old world of yours that you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it seems like something that, you know, I may have done in a prior lifetime.
Oh.
And there's so much.
Oh, I want to know more.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, evolutionary astrology, you know, a major focus of it is that we do look at the nodes of the moon. So the difference between evolutionary astrology and mainstream Western astrology is that it's free will, soul-centered astrology. So it's not fatalistic or fortune-telling astrology. I don't even believe in that type of astrology, but rather it's about deepening your level of self-understanding so that you're better equipped to make the choices in this lifetime that serve your soul's evolutionary aims. So that is really what we gain when we look at someone's birth chart. And the second thing is that we really take into heavy account the prior life story. So why on the soul level did you choose to incarnate with this specific natal chart, with your birth chart, which is just a map of the sky at the moment you were born? And, you know, I believe that, and I know both of you guys do too, that we live in a meaningful universe, which is to say things are happening because it would be meaningful for them to happen. So it's no mistake that I incarnated with my son in Scorpio, or that Mark incarnated with his son in Taurus. And when we recognize that we each brought that energy forward and our birth chart was a snapshot of the sky at the moment we were born, and that it's meaningful that we have that snapshot at the moment we were born, we also recognize that the reason why we chose to bring that energy in this lifetime had to have originated in circumstances that existed prior to the moment of birth. And that takes us to the prior life.
This is such an important topic, and I get so excited to reflect on this, because I think people don't understand, or oftentimes they go into the kind of the astrology being spooky, or I don't understand, mm-hmm. or I don't believe in it. But the way you represent it, if you apply it, for me, if you apply it to sports or gaming, mm-hmm. right, you want to set up the conditions mm-hmm. to play a game, or to set up certain, to set up and be on certain levels, right? Mm-hmm. And this would be the same thing, that we're stepping back, taking a snapshot of what are the playing conditions, the energetic conditions mm-hmm. for this life path we're on.
Yes, Mark, that's everything. And, you know, as Einstein famously said, energy can never be created or destroyed, only changed in form. And every planet in your birth chart, everything in everything is energy, including all the planetary signatures that are in your natal chart. So each of those energetic signatures, they're just energetic potentials. And those energetic potentials could manifest in a variety of different ways, but they will manifest. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only changed in form. So we can't create it. We can't destroy it. The only question is, what form will it take? So my job is to position my clients to more deeply understand what their energetic potentials are. What are the energetic potentials as represented by the planetary signatures in your birth chart? And what are all the possibilities in terms of how they could actually manifest? What form do we want them to take? And then using the free will component of evolutionary astrology, we position the client to make conscious choices that align with collapsing each energetic potential into the physical form that is the optimal form for them in this lifetime. Instead of working with the energetic potentials unconsciously, and they're still manifesting, they're still creating your reality, but they're just potentially manifesting in a lower vibration.
And again, for I like to make things relatable on other levels. And if you're playing, say, football for me, you're still playing the same game, but it's a completely different game if you're going out and it's 33 and rain versus a nice, warm, sunny day.
Totally.
Totally different conditions, different way to prepare, different endurance, you know, so you have completely different energetic conditions to play that game.
So
it makes it relatable to me how the energy of where we're at astrologically.
Absolutely.
Relates.
And that's so much, too, that really brings in the transits, you know, and how the current planetary signatures, how the planets are transiting currently in our solar system, how they actually affect each of us individually. So when we understand the astrological weather that's present, we can make choices not only that align with optimizing our birth chart, but that align with working consciously with the current energy as it's present right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So we talked about current, we talked about future. the thing that blows my mind is how I didn't know this, and thank you for being here. That's one of the things I love about our show. Mm-hmm. I learned so much. How did I not know that we can look at that chart and figure out our past? And what you said that was key before the show we were talking was certain things about our past. So what exactly? You said things of the heart or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we think about our karmic story or our prior life circumstances that kind of set everything up for this incarnation, it's the why behind this incarnation. Why on the soul level did you choose to bring forward this custom tool set in service of your soul's evolution? When we do look at the chart and we see the prior life symbolism, which is present in everyone's birth chart, it's not about the actual details of the prior life story that are the important piece. We create a story that brings forward the emotional energy that was present in the prior lifetime. And for each of us, essentially our memory of the details of our prior lifetimes gets erased when we incarnate. But the memories of the heart, the way it felt in your prior incarnation, the memories of the heart are robust enough to survive the trauma of death and rebirth. The heart remembers. So it's your emotional body that actually creates the karmic patterning in this lifetime. And the footprint of the karma tends to be present in the current life story until we shine light on it and we position ourselves to make conscious choices that align with stepping into our dharmic path, our healing path. And we can see that in the chart too.
So it not only is present, but it somehow manifests itself over and over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. In our life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
the karmic patterning does manifest itself, the footprint of it. So it's the emotional signature. So when certain things come, a good way to tell if there's something karmic happening in your life is that you have an exaggerated emotional response. So often situations will come up in our experience that trigger us in our emotional body in sort of an exaggerated way. Mm. And oftentimes that's an indication that something of the footprint of your karmic story is present in your current life. And when we can understand what that is, and when I do readings for clients, it's extraordinary how often when I create the karmic story, which it's not about the details of the story again, it's about the story evoking the emotional response in the client that was similar to the emotional experience they had in the prior lifetime. But even when I create the karmic story, so often the client is like, wow, you're actually talking about my life now in this lifetime. Mm. I'm seeing those circumstances have been set up again. It's shocking. Mm. And it's really extraordinary how much information we can get from the map of the sky at the moment you were born, from not only this lifetime but the prior lifetime as well.
Wow. You got to know what to look for.
You just have to know what to look
and
for.
You've been studying with for a while on this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You have quite a lineage, and here you are sharing this. So you do one-on-one readings, and then, of course, you do speaking engagements. I think that's how Mark met you.
Yes.
And you also do monthly moon circles.
Yes. So I have a new moon ceremony in West Hollywood tomorrow with yoga and sound healing, and we're doing that every month. So if anyone is interested in joining us, they can email me directly, megan@meganzimmering.com. And I'll also be at ceremony meditation on Thursday doing another event. Yeah, so I'm all over the place.
And so do you list your events on the website or
I do.
On Facebook? Or
mm-hmm, both.
Both.
Yeah,
and
both.
So on Facebook, you're also Megan Zimmering?
Yeah, so my business page on Facebook is facebook.com/MeganBethZimmering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my Instagram is just @MeganZimmering.
Okay, and then again, the website is MeganZimmering, ZIMRING.com. And that's for one-on-ones, monthly moon circles. And people can also come to you to learn about evolutionary astrology.
Yes, if anyone is interested in learning about evolutionary astrology or how to actually do this yourself, they can also reach out to me, and I'm putting together a program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I'd love to see like a course for those of us who are novices just to learn more. So
absolutely,
I'm just putting that
I'll
out
take
there.
That in mind, Filippo.
I see that in the chart.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of chart, when we come back, we have a little bit of time left with you, and I'd love to hear you say something about Mark's son.
Okay,
and
let's
moon
do it.
And whatever else we can get to, uh-huh, and stars and planets and all that. But anyway, so just throwing that out there in case we can get to that. And also we're going to have live music here in the studio with Corey Keisler, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Megan Zimring. We've been talking about astrology so much, and specifically evolutionary astrology and soul empowerment coaching. I would love to hear what you might have to say about Mark, or rather, the sun sign or whatever.
Yeah, let's do it.
And you say it like that.
Oh, come Mark into my lair, Mark.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, what is your sun sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay. We really take into account the chart behind the chart. So why, on the soul level, did you choose to incarnate with your sun in Taurus? That's really the first question to ask ourselves, right? It really brings a whole new dimension to astrology, to really understand that there's an evolutionary intention for your soul to use this Taurus energy in service of your evolution in this lifetime. Hmm. So Taurus energy is about getting into the body. It's about calming down. And when someone incarnates with Taurus energy, significant Taurus energy, which certainly your sun is, a significant Taurus signature, it indicates that there was a prior life condition where essentially your nerves were kind of fried. So it's like almost like an electric current that needs to ground. And so on the soul level, it's important for you to find experiences that bring calm. Like, it's almost like Taurus energy. It feels so good just to take a deep breath, to get back into your senses. Like, what is it feeling like to be an embodied being? So what feels good for you in this lifetime, to really honor that inside of yourself? So, is it that it feels good for you to get massages or to play sports? Taurus energy is very just physical in the body. So what can you do in this lifetime to get back in the body? Taurus energy is also, there's an element of proving yourself to yourself in this lifetime. Taurus energy is actually classically related to the second house, which is the house of money, of self-worth. And, why is money important to us? We know we have a roof over our head. We have shelter. We know where our next meal is coming from. It gives us a feeling of safety. So for you in this lifetime, it's important to feel safe, to feel secure, and you're demonstrating to yourself on the soul level that you can provide for yourself, that you can generate resources for yourself, that you can feel stable and steady and grounded, that you can build a foundation upon which you you can create in this lifetime something that is useful and meaningful to you and to other people, that is supportive to you on the soul level. So what is it that you're here in this lifetime to build? What are you building that brings you a sense of stability, that brings you a sense of meaning, that brings you a sense of worthiness to yourself? You're proving yourself to yourself in such a way that at the end of the day, you can take a deep breath and feel safe and stable in this world, because in a prior lifetime, I suspect you did not. So
we,
in this
we
lifetime,
need a whole other show.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. And there's so much more. We need the moon sign, the rising, what house is your sun in. There's so much information in the chart. So it's really actually dangerous to do just sun sign astrology. But this is just a dose.
Part of the perspective, I get it. Thank you.
Because it also gave us an understanding of a little bit about what you do. This is very little part of it,
mm-hmm,
but it's
just a little bit.
It's just a taste, and thank you for that. Actually, thank you for the whole show and kind of giving us a whole new perspective on astrology through evolutionary astrology and through the eyes of Megan Zimmering. Thank you so much for being with us
today. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Megan.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. And joining us in the studio is our executive producer, Dorothy, for our Ask Dorothy segment. And before we do that, I think we have some shout-outs, right,
Mark? Yeah, we do have a couple of shout-outs tonight. Boy, I had a fantastic weekend, and I have to shout these guys and gals out. What a great organization, and one that I hope Life Changes can be more and more involved in supporting and participating with. The organization is A Couple of Guys and Gals Give Back, and it's a platform that connects influencers who are dedicated to providing direct assistance with established volunteer organizations in order to grow awareness and compassion. By sharing their hands-on experiences, they wish to inspire others to effect a positive change in the lives of people, animals, and the environment. And their umbrella company is Change Through Compassion. Go to Coupla, that's C-O-U-P-L-A, guysandgals.com. And I also want to give a shout-out to, again, to Radio Anatolia, who's carrying the archive to Life Changes Show Archives now. Ilhan Azulu at radioanatolia.us, RadioAnatolia.us. Okay, Dorothy. Leon from Los Angeles asks, Dorothy, my name is Leon, and I want to know why do I continue to put up with my girlfriend who cannot hear me? In fact, she is so stubborn that my body reacts to her in a painful way. My neck gets tight and hurts a lot. What is going on?
Thanks for this very important question, Leon. Let's understand that all of our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual challenges give us an opportunity to better understand ourselves and our relationships with the world and with the ones who love us and whom we love. Each obstacle and painful moment provides us with a really, really good reason to self-evaluate and determine the underlying causes for what is going on in our lives. Louise Hay says that neck pain comes from extreme stubbornness and refusal to see other sides of a question. This is what I call a viable clue to the underlying cause of your pain. The universe constantly gives us clues, and when we refuse to deal with what is going on, often the clues become painful, as is the case with you. Since you're experiencing pain, this is a very good time to reflect on what is truly going on in your life and to be completely honest with yourself. We are the co-creators of our realities. Every thought, belief, feeling, word, and action creates our external world. There has never been a better time to examine what we are individually focusing on and are ignoring. Once we determine this, we can then choose to focus on only the thoughts, beliefs, feelings, words, and actions that serve us as individuals and as a part of the collective consciousness. We can use these challenges to elevate us and to heal our lives. It is also of the utmost importance to remember that our feelings are our own and that no one can cause us to feel less than, are hurt, are angry, are happy, are loved, or any other emotion. We are the power in our world, and it is up to each of us to choose response over reaction to any given situation. In the past, I most often chose reaction and co-created a world of extreme pain and suffering. I now choose response and to own my emotions rather than make someone else responsible for them. I'm healthier and happier than ever before in my life. Please join me in choosing relationships over reactionships. Relationships are so much more fun, and they serve us and the world.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Dorothy.
And we love that Ask Dorothy segment, and so many of you have. You've been wanting to know how you can submit a question to Dorothy. Simply write Ask Dorothy at lifechangesshow.com. Ask Dorothy. Dorothy is Dorothy at lifechangesshow.com. Ask Dorothy at lifechangesshow.com. Thank you again, Dorothy. Well, when we come back, we'll be joined in the studio by our guest, Corey Keisler, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course our guest, Megan Zimmering. And joining us in the studio is our musical guest, Corey Keisler. He has been playing piano for over 30 years. He is a musician and a sacred sound healer. He has been compared to a cross between Tom Kenyon, Jonathan Goldman, and Yanni. Welcome to the show, Corey Keisler. Is the Yanni because of the hair?
Yeah, I think
because I get that too.
Well, you have Weird Al hair.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, it's weird.
Okay, and that's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, Los Angeles.
I get what you do now with the sacred healing stuff. Seriously. Actually, you probably didn't start in the sacred healing modalities. You probably started in music.
Well, yeah,
because you studied at Berkeley, right?
Yeah, growing up, just very normal piano lessons as I grew up, and then just, you know, started playing my own stuff. At Berkeley, I studied music technology, synthesizers, and production engineering, all the tech stuff.
Mm.
And it was interesting because right after, at the end of Berkeley, is when I kind of had my spiritual, you know.
Now, some people have that at Berkeley, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's the other Berkeley.
Oh, that's right. This is Berkeley Berkeley
in
College
Boston.
Of Music.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
Berkeley
right, right.
College of Music in Boston.
Yes.
But it was there. I saw a sign that said learn how to meditate. I'm like, oh, okay. And I did that, and then I went and studied healing at the Barbara Brennan School, and that's where it was really interesting because all my musical stuff, which was all like synthesizers and technology, I went there and it's all organic. And that's where I went to my first toning circle and where I learned to use my voice to affect the energy field and my own energy field and others. And so it's from that kind of organic, you know, place from inside that came up, you know, changed me a whole lot in my own in my own healing and my own life, and started doing healing on others. And it was as I peeled off the layers of my own stuff, my piano music started to take on a new quality.
Interesting.
And you know, I wasn't a huge, like, I didn't play all the time. There was years where I didn't play at all. Like, I didn't have a piano. I was in an apartment. I kind of had this little love-hate thing, you know, going on for a little while. But the healing stuff, more and more that happened, more of the stuff, you know, then I would play and people would say, you know, you really should play more. Yeah, maybe. And you should play. You should do a CD. Yeah, one of these days.
So no coincidence that it all came together.
Yeah.
And you did create a CD, and it's called The Healing Piano.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have arrived to this, and now you're sharing this with all of us. What is the first thing we're going to hear? Is it going to be from the CD?
You know, we can go there. I know we talked about doing that, but like
you're being moved to do something else.
Well, it's like what I really do, like what I really feel is that like I do healing music kind of in the moment sometimes, and I have these gatherings where I'll ask people what's going on in life. You know, what are you working on? So like I don't take song requests, but I take like. I take emotional requests. Like, I'm having fear. I'm having anxiety, and I'll play that, and then just put it in this, let it go into the music, and then the music helps resolve it and let it go.
So if you do that, I'm assuming this won't have a title. It'll be more like Life Changes May 22nd or something.
There you
2017.
Go. Yeah. So anybody have any stuff they're working on?
Well, I think you heard some stuff during the show.
Yeah, there's some. It's interesting. The Taurus thing came up. I've a Taurus moon, so there's probably some of that energy.
Oh well, then let's call this Taurus sun meets Taurus moon.
Oh,
all right. Well, here's Corey Kaiser live here in the studio at Studio NoHo with us playing Taurus sun meets Taurus moon live on the Life Changes Show. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Corey. Corey Keisler here at the studio. I want to say improvise, but it seems like it. There, obviously, what do you call it? It's connected.
It's like some, like there are some themes that I play often, and some, so there's a little bit of that theme that came through, but there's also just like in the moment, like this, you know, just like that's the song in the moment, you know.
And like, well, beautiful.
I've played some of it before, but you know, it's, some of it's like, oh.
Look what showed up.
Exactly.
And so Corey's piano, CoreysPiano.com, is where you could get his latest album, which is The Healing Piano. And also you could learn more about Corey there. And specifically for his sound healing, SacredSoundHealer.com. Now, interestingly enough, and very appropriately, your home is called The Sound Palace.
Yes.
And so you have events there where there is sound. And I know this also because one of our friends and a past guest, musical guest on our show, Marissa Goslow, was there. Was it this Saturday or Sunday? Or
Larissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larissa.
My very close friend, Rose. Larissa.
Larissa. Last night. Was Sunday.
Last night, right.
It was beautiful, amazing. She played.
Were you there?
This is hilarious. My new moon ceremony tomorrow. Larissa is my partner for these monthly events.
Seriously.
And she's doing the sound healing for us.
Well,
and she told me all about it last night. Yeah. She's incredible.
She is.
Nice.
Yeah.
So people can find out about events at your place on Facebook.
Facebook.com/ The Sound Palace Temple. It's called, so like The Sound Palace Temple.
Okay.
And so look for that on Facebook because, the home, like we light candles every day. We've got the Buddhist monks chanting and, you know, and so the vibe there is really, really high. And it's beautiful property, outdoor fireplace, swimming pool in the back. And so we had a really killer Earth Day event there with 150 people, you know, and so we do smaller events. We have shamans there, Indian elders, Maori elders.
That's right. That's where Dorothy had said that she had gone
to see.
She's
Golden Light Eagle.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
A small word. Do you have a story about, Megan, do you have a story about Chief Golden Light Eagle?
I can't wait to create one.
There you go. It's in the charts. Well, let's hear something else. Do you want to feel the mood or do something from the CD?
Yeah, this I'll do from the CD. This is kind of like my, I don't know, signature piece. People really like it, you know, and like so.
Okay, and what's it called?
It's called Summer Light, and this is track 10.
I was just looking at that because you have Into the Light is one of them, and then Summer Light. Yeah. Okay, so Summer Light. Well, here is Corey Keisler performing Summer Light live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo. Mm. Wow. No wonder he says, people seem to like it. Of course they like it, and of course they request it. That's summer-like off of Corey Keisler's CD, The Healing Piano. Thank you so much, Corey. Mm, what a pleasure. What a pleasure. So Corey's Piano, so C-O-R-E-Y-S, piano.com is where you can learn about his music and get a CD. SacredSoundHealer.com is where you could learn about his sacred sound healing and also connect with him in that way to have a session or what have you. And then the Sound Palace,
Temple. Sound Palace Temple.
On Facebook. All right, for the space. All right, well, with that, what a special show. Once again, thank you, Corey. Mm. Thank you, Megan Zimring. What a pleasure has been. And thank you, Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo, for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
And a big thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio Network for being our program manager. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and on behalf of Mark Legere, our producer, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, your host, we're here to remind you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.